Oh, hi, Larry. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up. I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card we have on file.
Well, I actually shut my business down. I had to close my business.
Oh, no, Larry. I'm sorry to hear that. So
it's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a rough year. So, yeah, I was meaning to get a hold of y'all and let y'all know that, yes. So I'm not going to be carrying anymore.
Okay. So I wanted to let you know that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you did agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 15th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $149 past due balance on the account, and we can't cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because come March 15th, that would reoccur to $298, and we don't want that to happen, especially if you're not in business anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do I need to go on? How do I actually close it out?
So
I know I have to pay the.
If you're able to pay that now, I can update it and close the account, and you'll get an email within 15 minutes that the account's been closed. That way you don't have to worry about any further charges. If it's not doable today, I'll send you an email. You could either call me or you could go on your dashboard to take care of the balance. And then once that's done, I can cancel it, you know, down the road.
Okay. Yeah. Can you just send me an email and I will pay it online? And
absolutely.
Then, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'll send you 2 emails. One, we'll just talk about the payment failing, and that one has my extension on it, 777. So if you run into any hiccups and you can't update it, you can call me. But the second one will say login credentials to your advanced reporting. So when you log in, it will say your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. When you click that, it will take you to the billing page, and you can go in and update the payment and process it. And then I'll see it on this end that it's been done, and then I can cancel it at that point. Before I send the login to you, the password is blank, which means you set it to something else at some point. If you think you know what it is, then that's fine. You can just use that. If not, I can reset it to a temporary password to allow you in.
Okay. Can I change my email that you send all of that stuff to?
Sure. Yeah, no problem. So here, let me go over here. Okay. So what's the email that you want to use?
It's all lowercase letters, but it's cowboylarry75@gmail.com.
Okay, cowboylarry75@gmail.com. Okay, let me update this and make sure it sticks. And then what do you think with that password? Do you want to try it with what you think it might be, or do you want me to reset it to a temporary just so you could get in?
Go ahead and set it to a temporary.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good move. That way you won't have any problems. You'll be able to use that temporary.
Right.
Okay. So I just did that. So I'll send those emails fresh to you again, the one that has my extension on it, and then the other one with the login that has your new temporary password in it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And have a really great rest of your week, too.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you so much, Larry. Bye.